Everybody's eyes have an angle called the blind spot. A black stain. Even healthy eyes have it. A spot where nothing is visible. And we people, well, we people most of the time can't see many things with our own eyes, even if it's very close to us, because it's in a blind spot. But it's quite enough if we just turn our heads a little bit. Only a little. A little.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Vahid. What news?
No news, sir. Good morning. Excuse me.
Come in.
Sir, do you want anything?
No. Don't turn it on.
Why?
Oh, my eyes are sensitive.
Oh. Oh, your eyes hurt.
Yes, they're sensitive to the light again.
Well, don't cry, sir. They'll get better by themselves. Sir, once my father, God rest his soul, got just like you. His eyes hurt. Well, then they got better after a while. Oh, Miss Padada wanted to see you.
Okay, when I've finished my work, I'll call her.
Well, there's no need to hurry. She's just gone out. When she comes back, I'll let you know. Would you like some breakfast?
No.
It's no trouble. Are you sure?
Vahid, son, would I hesitate in my own hotel?
No.
Then go back to work.
Okay. Excuse me.
It's changed so much here. Since Sir Jed's come, so much has changed here, Razi.
How long has it been since you were here?
I think it's been a long time.
Well, that's it. You've completely forgotten
Don't
me.
Don't say that. I haven't.
I'm joking with you, dear. When did you take this photo?
I think it was about a year ago.
Okay, a year ago.
Where has Sajjad gone, Razi?
University. He had an exam. Ah, I found it. Here it is. Yes, yes, this is it. How many do you want?
Thank you very much. Oh, six.
Six. Okay, okay, definitely.
Thank you very much.
I'll get them ready.
Vahid.
Yes. Yes, I talked to Mr. Habibi, Mum. He said when he isn't busy, he'll call you himself.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He says the light annoys his eyes.
But his office is dark.
Well, that's why he's turned the lights off.
And he's wearing sunglasses as well.
What could I say? Oh, I forgot, Miss Parada. Are you alone today? Won't the ticket lady and the reservation lady come?
No.
They've got a leave of absence, right?
Yes, they have. Hello, hi, Doctor. I haven't called at a bad time, have I? Actually, I've made my decision. I want to come in today for chemotherapy. Okay, thanks. Yes, yes, definitely. See you then. Bye, bye.
If you want anything.
Hello, Jamal.
Oh. Hello, Miss Padadar. You're very welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No,
here you are.
No, there's no need.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Thank you very much, but...
No, here you are. Sit down. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm not intruding, am
I? No. Oh, actually, you know, you're very welcome. I'm at your service. Just for your information, I wanted to come in and see you a couple of times, but I saw that, well, you had customers and all that. You were so busy, I thought you might get upset.
No, why should I get upset?
Excuse me?
I said, why should I get upset?
Nothing. Tea's ready. Shall I pour you some?
Thank you. Thank you very much. The truth is, I wanted to trouble you with something.
What trouble, ma'am? I'm at your service. Don't say such things. I'll do anything you want. Well, you shouldn't get upset at all, because... I should have told you that a long time ago. I mean, my last marriage. And now that you've come, I want to ask you to... Well, you know that everything has its own traditions. I wanted to... What is this?
Today I'm going for chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy? Oh, well, that's great. That's awesome, ma'am. Actually, on that subject, I wanted to say, if you need anything, I'm at your service.
The truth is, Jamal, nobody knows about this, you know? I mean, nobody knows about my illness. Even Sarah doesn't know, only you.
Okay, yeah.
In this form, it's written that I have to write someone's name.
Okay.
So that if anything happens, if there's any emergency...
What emergency, ma'am? Don't say that. Why have you lost hope? Hopefully, nothing bad will happen. I know people who have been cured with chemotherapy before.
In any case, I just wanted to say, with your permission for emergency calls, I put your shop's number down in the form.
Okay. You've done the best thing. A very, very great thing. I mean, for curing yourself. And for choosing me. I'm totally at your service.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, really, thank you very much. I don't know how to thank you.
On that subject, well, hopefully you'll...
If you'll excuse me, I'll leave now.
Of course. That's fine.
You've been too kind. There's no need for you to come.
No,
go myself.
I don't want to be rude. I must... Take care.
When I got paid for the first time, it was my wages, you know. I went and bought something for my father, God rest his soul, and for my grandmother. And with the rest, oh, good old days, I went out for dinner with Mosen. And we had a feast. Well, it's not much, son. It's for your hard work.
I wasn't planning on taking money from you.
Why shouldn't you get paid, son? You've worked, and worked hard. You have to get paid.
But I messed things up. Much more than I actually worked.
What have you messed up?
You don't remember. Well, that time I gave the wrong photo to the customer. The time that I sold that painting.
Oh, son. It really doesn't matter. Don't you remember the rest?
Yep, there's more.
No. Not what you've messed up. Your good work. The good photos you've taken. The customers that were pleased with you. The changes you've made here. All this work. I pay close attention.
But, Grandfather,
I can't... There are no buts. Put it in your pocket, go, and do whatever you like with it. Buy a gift from me. If you mess anything up from now, I'll take it off your wages, okay?
Great.
That's my boy.
Thanks. Hoi, Sajjan.
Hi, how are you?
Is Razzy in?
Yeah, he's in the studio.
Can I go to him?
Sure, of course.
Oh, Sajjan.
Yeah?
Could you call my phone from here, please?
Why?
I'm waiting for a call. I want to see that it works.
Well, it's broken.
No, I want to know if there's a signal. Sometimes it happens, and it's very important. Good, in a hang-up. Thank you very much. Yeah, it works. Hope she wrote the number down right.
Well, Jamal, how are you?
Hello, Sayed Razzy. I wanted to come and to see you.
How are you, son?
I'm fine, thank you. Truth is, I came to say this. Well, you've been like a father to me. Thank you very much.
What have I done, son?
For that situation I told you about.
Which situation?
Well, you went and you talked to Miss Padder. Well, in a way, she's agreed.
Really?
Yes. She came to my shop. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but it doesn't matter. She had to name someone for something. So, well, they could call them if there was an emergency situation. You know what she did? She chose me.
Then you're not worried anymore.
Well, no, but in actual fact, I'm indebted to you. If you hadn't spoken to her, she wouldn't have even looked at me, that's for sure.
I swear I didn't talk to her.
Are you joking?
No, I assure you. She did come here, but we never got a chance to talk about it. We talked about other things, but she was in a hurry and left.
You swear?
Yes, I swear I didn't.
You mean, without you talking to Miss Padditor, her heart softened towards me? Well, that means she's consented then, right?
Well, what can I say?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I'm indebted to you, Sayed Razi. Excuse me. No. Nothing's happened. Vahid.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Has Miss Pardoner come back?
Excuse me?
When?
Who?
When did she come back?
It's been an hour now.
An hour?
Why's everybody so strange today?
Hello.
Hello.
You've been back for an hour. An hour. And I've been staring at my phone for 4 hours waiting for your call.
Why should I have called you?
You said so. Emergency calls.
Well, no emergencies have occurred.
True. Well, why didn't you when you came back?
Jamal, why did you expect me to call you? Why do you like to know the details of my illness so much? Why should I call you and say I feel sick, I've been through chemotherapy, I'm not well? Why? Why should I tell you all of this?
Because I'm worried about you. Because I proposed to you even before I knew you were ill and needed any medical help. Miss Padditor, I've been thinking about this for a long time now. I wanted to tell you a long time ago.
Now is not the time for
a guest,
Jamal.
Yes, Miss Padditor, now is the time. Miss Padditor, this is reality. Me. You. My feelings towards you. My anxieties about you. These are all real. There's only one thing here I really don't understand. Why don't you see? You see nothing. Till yesterday, you focused only on your work. And now, you focus only on your illness.
I thought to myself, because we're neighbours, co-workers, brother and sister from the same neighbourhood or whatever, if I hadn't told you, you might have been upset with me. I thought coming late and going early, all this disorder might cause problems in the hotel.
Don't say these things, Miss Padidar. You look after your health. Leave the work and the agency to me. Tell me, when did this start?
It's been a while.
The stomach ache, yeah?
Yes. All those stomach aches. You know what? Sometimes the things you don't consider important become really important.
Oh, ignorance. I should have noticed. I should have seen. I'm responsible. I have responsibilities, Miss Padidar. You are my responsibility. I'm responsible for everyone gathered here. I'm responsible for these eyes. All this time you were ill and I didn't see? You were in pain and I didn't see? These eyes are warning me. These eyes are getting blurry again. I've written all this down. All these things that happened but I didn't see.
No, it's not like that, Mr. Habibi. You're not at fault.
I am. It's my fault. I have a complaint, Miss Padidar. Didn't you say I'm like a brother to you?
Yes.
From now on, you have to promise me whatever difficulties or complications that occur, you come and tell me, even if I don't notice.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me.
Take care. Oh, ignorance.
Miss Padidar,
I'm not
wait
in the
second.
Mood now, Vahid.
Why is everybody like this today?
Hello, Miss Padidar.
Hello, Razee.
Sorry, am I disturbing you?
Oh, of course not. Come in.
I saw you sitting alone. I thought I'd come and see you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You're very welcome. Sit down.
I was going to go and see Mr. Habibi, because Vahid said he's not feeling well. Huh?
I envy you. How come you're aware of everyone around you?
Am I really aware of everything?
Well, yes. You're attentive towards Mr. Habibi, Jamal, and me. You care about everything and everyone.
You're more attentive than anyone else. All that work that burdened you, managing your life, bringing up a child, running this agency after the death of your husband, God rest his soul. None of that was easy. Not easy at all.
No, it wasn't easy. But there are more difficult things.
Yes, of course I know, my dear, I know. But since I've known you, you've been a woman of hard times.
Actually, I wanted to tell you something, Razee.
Go on.
Apart from you, three others know about this.
Hmm.
But I didn't want them to know. Things happened that made them find out, so... But I want to tell you.
I'm all ears. Go on.
I don't know where to start. You know, for some time, I've been thinking it might be better if I closed down this agency.
Oh, no.
I'm not well, Razee. I'm ill. I have to go through chemotherapy.
Oh, God help us. Oh, God.
But I don't know. I might not get well because I don't want to go to the doctors. I don't trust them.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
But it doesn't end here. In the middle of all this, Jamal has come and proposed to me, but I really don't want to say yes because, well, I don't trust him either.
I know everything about Jamal. I mean, he asked me to talk to you, but we never had the chance.
I never thought it was that serious.
No, it's serious. But about your illness... You've done a great job starting your medication. God willing, you'll be cured. The Ms. Paddy-Dar that I know isn't scared of such things. Nothing will bring her down. She's strong. Strong.
But sometimes in life you just get tired.
Well done. You said it yourself. You get tired. Then if someone gets tired and another comes forward to help, why shouldn't you take that helping hand? For example, Jamal.
Oh, Razzie, you're not trying to put in a good word for Jamal, are you?
Actually, I'm going to do just that. My dear girl, why don't you pay any attention? Why don't you think? Why do you reject a helping hand? Why don't you trust anyone? The doctors, Jamal. Why, my dear girl? Why don't you want them to prove themselves to you? Why don't you want them to help you? Oh, dear God. Sometimes, it's as if we forget to look around us. My dear girl, in this city, in this country, there are a lot of doctors and professionals. All the progress medical science has made, all the new medicines that are now on the market everywhere. This Jamal, he has thousands of good points which we can't see. For some time now, everyone started saying that. He's, I don't know, no good. Well, not no good, I don't know. He's mischievous. They're used to saying that.
Then I'm the bad guy now, am I?
Not at all. There is no bad guy. There isn't. Bad and good are what we create. They're the result of our own actions. We're the ones that create bad and good. Yes?
But I really want everything in my life to change a great deal. But I really don't know where to start from.
Start from the easiest place. If you start right, everything else will fall into place. But what's more important is trust. Trust in God. Hafez says, if a person has thousands of talents, without trust they have nothing.
Sayyid Razi.
Yes?
This morning I came and I asked you to copy a photo for me.
I have. It's ready.
Thank you. Well, I needed it for my medical documents, but you don't know. I think it's too old. I think it'd be better if I came back and you took a new one for me.
For good reasons, I hope. Let's go. You go in the shop and I'll just go and ask after Mr. Habibi's health and I'll be right with you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Excuse us. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank
Ma'am,
you.
If your friends and family want to shop, this shop is all yours.
Thank you.
Haji at Mashhad is the palace of souvenirs.
Thank you very much.
It's all yours.
You're so kind.
May your prayers
be
granted. Yeah.
Take
care.
Goodbye. Let's go, Haji.
Are you ready? And this is the new photo you wanted. پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جایی میونه بودن و نبودن میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم جا
جوانی همون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن جوانی همون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.